早上我们一起学习了，不要忘记，神就在我们的当中。
This morning we study that never forget that God is among us.
所以好，我们要多祷告，在祷告上多下功夫。
So we shall work on our prayer and pray more often.
今天下午我们一起来学习，也不要忽略了邪恶就在我们的身旁。
And this afternoon we'll also study that never neglect that the evil is near.
感谢神的恩典在信仰的道路上面，我们都会变得越来越善良。
Thank you, God's grace, our spiritual life has been growing.
我们越来越充满着爱心、怜悯的心。
We're filled with more love and mercy.
我们在看事情总是更加的正面、更加的积极。
When we see things, we have more proactive view.
但是我们也不要忽略了，不要以为说大家都跟我们一样的善良。
But we should never neglect the fact that not everyone is as good as us.
事实上我们不要忽略了邪恶也在身旁。
Never neglect the fact that the evil is also near.
所以同样的，我们要多祷告，我们要在祷告上面来下功夫。
So in the same way, we should pray more often and work on our prayers.
邪恶就在身旁，这是一个事实。
It's a fact that the evil is near.
甚至是我们几乎每一天常常会遇到的。
And we will encounter this daily.
那我们应该怎么来面对邪恶就在我们的身旁？
How shall we face it when the evil is near?
我想要用诗篇的第五篇跟大家一起来学习这个话题。
I would like to study Psalm chapter 5 as our mutual encouragement.
我们请看诗篇第五篇。
Psalms 5.
诗篇第五篇第八节。
Psalms 5, verse 8.
第八节，主啊，求你因我的仇敌，凭你的公义引领我，使你的道路在我面前正直。
Verse 8, Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face.
我就用这个经节做这整个诗篇第五篇的一个中心的经节。
I will use this verse as the center point of this whole chapter.
我们必须承认是的，邪恶就在我们的身旁。
We have to face the fact that the evil is near us.
我们必须，我们没有常常并不是躲避，而是我们要知道怎么去面对。
Sometimes we don't have to shun from it, but we have to know how to face it.
所以我们要把这样的事情也放在祷告里头。
So we should put this in our prayers.
求神来看顾保守我们。
And ask God to protect us and look after us.
恳求神能够彰显他的公义在我们的生活当中。
And to ask God that His righteousness can be manifested in our lives.
恳求神能够带领我们让我们走在他的对的道路上面。
That He may guide us on the right way in front of Him.
整个诗篇第五篇，我把它分成两个大段落。
I separated.Psalms chapter 5 into two segments.
从第一节到第七节就是求神听我们的祷告。
From verse 1 to 7 is asking the Lord to listen to our prayers.
从第八节到十二节我们求神引领我们的道路。
And from verse 8 to 12 it is asking God to guide our paths.
我们请看第五篇第一节。
Let us read chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节，主啊，求你留心听我的言语，顾念我的心思。
Verse 1, give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation.
第二节，我的王，我的神啊，求你垂听我呼求的声音，因为我向你祷告。
To give heed to the voice of my cry, make my king and my God, for to you I will pray.
在这里，大卫一开始就发出向神的祈求。
Here in the beginning of the chapter, David prayed to God.
在任何紧急的状况我们都可以马上的来呼求神。
In all the urgent matters we have, we can ask for God's help.
在面对着生活当中的这些邪恶的人或事情，我们也可以向神来呼求。
When encountering the evil matters and evil people in our lives, we can ask for God's help.
在第二节大卫又用了另外一个称呼他称呼说我的王，我的神啊。
In verse 2, David also used another title, which is my king and my God.
大卫他也是一个王。
David himself is also a king.
当然他要知道 国王的责任是什么。
Of course, he has to know the duty as a king.
那大卫王他也是一个很尽责任、尽本分的一个王。
And King David also was a person who tried to fulfill his duty.
所以他时常为百姓来征战，来保护百姓。
So oftentimes he fought for the Israelites.
征战的对象就是这些以色列人的周围的这些敌人。
And who he fought against was the enemies around the Israelites.
在这里大卫他也呼求神说，我的王啊。
Here, David also cried out to the Lord saying, my God, my king.
所以我们就可以感受到这是大卫王他呼求神来保护带领的祷告。
Here, King David asked God to protect the nation.
是的，我们的神也是我们的王。
In reality, our God is our king.
我们这样来称呼我们的神是因为我们承认在我们的身旁有邪恶。
We call him in this matter because we accept the fact that there are evil around us.
我们明白这样的事实，所以我们也向神来呼求，求他保护带领我们。
We understand this fact, so in the same way we ask God to protect us and guide us.
既然有我们身旁有邪恶的存在，那也代表着在我们的生活当中，有时候会有患难，会有困难。
If there are evil around us, which means there will be difficulties and tribulations.
因为这个邪恻可能是人，可能是事情。
Because this evil can be a person or a matter.
那我们明白这样的事实，我们就知道祷告有多么的重要。
When we understand this fact, we can also understand how important the prayer is.
第三节。
Verse 3.
主啊，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒。
Through my voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you and I will look up.
一早起来，最重要的事情马上涌上心头。
When we wake up in the morning, the most important things will pop in our head.
一些生活当中的遭遇，甚至连晚上睡觉做梦都跟这些事情有关。
Sometimes we'll dream about the things that we encounter in our daily lives.
是的，邪恶的存在也是我们生活当中一个重要的事情。
The existence of evil is also an important matter to our lives.
我们不晓得当时大卫他到底遭遇了什么事情。
We do not know for sure what King David encountered at this point.
但是他应该是很着急、很忧虑，为了这些事情。
But he must have been worried and.Think it was urgent.
所以早上一起来，这个事情马上就在脑海里。
So when he woke up first thing in the morning, it was in his head.
马上今天又要面对这些邪恶的事情。
And he will have to encounter these evil things in his life.
所以一早起来，他向神祷告。
So when he woke up in the morning, he prayed to the Lord.
而且他深信着神必听他的声音。
And he firmly believed that God will listen to his voice.
一天的开始，我要将我的事情陈明在神的面前。
I will direct it to the Lord first thing in the morning.
早上是的，是人一天当中大部分来讲是一个很重要的部分。
The morning is the most important part in one's life.
所以很多公司一大早会有一些必要或者重要的会议。
So oftentimes a company will have the meeting in the morning.
所以对我们每一个个人，是的，早上一早起来是很重要的。
For us, the morning is also very important.
一早起来的祷告，这是一天一个重要的开始。
The morning prayer is a crucial start of the day.
一早起来的祷告，这是一天好的开始。
The prayer in the morning is also a good start for the day.
希望我们正常来讲，这个能够有一早起来的早祷，这是应该是一个很好的事情，很好的习惯。
Normally, it's a good thing to have a morning prayer daily.
但是如果一天里头一大早并不是你一天最好的时间，或许我们也可以用另外的时间来做祷告。
But if the morning is not a good time for you, maybe we can choose another time to pray.
最重要的时刻也常常是最好的时刻。
The most crucial moment is also the good moment.
我们也常常说要将最好的来献给神。
We often say to ourselves we have to present the best to the Lord.
如果 一早起来，这是我们一天里头你觉得最好最重要的时间，为什么 不把它拿来做祷告？
If you think the morning is the best time, then why wouldn't you use it for prayer?
尤其当我们面对着邪恶的时候。
Especially when we are facing the evil.
好，我们再请看诗篇第五篇第四节。
Let us continue reading Psalm chapter 5 verse 4.
第四节，因为你不喜悦恶事，你是不喜悦恶事的神，恶人不能在你，不能与你同居。
For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness.Nor shall evil dwell with you.
第五节，狂傲人不能站在你眼前，凡作孽的都是你所恨恶的。
5. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity.
第六节，说谎的你必灭绝，好流人血、弄诡诈的都为主所憎恶。
6. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood, and Lord abhor the bloodthirst and deceitful man.
是的，神当然知道在我们身旁的这些邪恶的人或者事情。
Indeed, God knows about the evil people and the things around us.
但是从第四节到第六节，大卫他再一次的诉说了神所不喜欢、神所厌恶的人跟事情。
But from verse 4 to 6, David stated again the things that the Lord hates.
为什么大卫在他的祷告词、祷告里头，他来说起这些人跟事？
Why did David mention all these things in his prayer?
其实这应该是大卫他在表明他的立场。
Maybe it is for David to announce his standpoint.
他也来借着说出来来坚持他所要把握住的原则。
To say these things means to he wanted to hold on to these principles.
他再一次的跟神来说，我知道这些是邪恶的事，邪恶的人。
Once again, he told God that these are the people who are evil and the evil matters.
我可能会因为这些来受苦。
I will suffer from these things.
我现在正受到这些的威胁。
And currently, I'm facing these threats.
但是我坚持，这是坚持的。认定这是你所厌恶所不喜欢的。
But I hold fast the fact these are the things that you detest.
我想我们在面对邪恶的时候，这是我也是我们应该有的态度。
I think that we should share the same attitude when we are facing evil.
因为我们人也很容易来所谓适应我们的环境。
Because as men, it's easily to adjust to our environment.
在比较这个气候好的地方生活的人，一到比如说很寒冷的地方，一开始会觉得很不习惯。
One dwells in a nice climate, and once they move to a cold environment, they might not adjust.
但是过了一段时间之后也就适应了。
But after a while, they get used to it.
那在这个适应的过程当中有时候就是一种妥协。
But in the process of this adjustment, it is also a compromise.
既然必须住在这里，那就住，就好好的住吧。
If I had to live here, I might as well just adjust.
所以人的天性里头有一个倾向就是所谓的妥协。
In man's human nature, we have a tendency to compromise.
当我们面对邪恶的时候，有时候我们也会动摇了，也会妥协。
Sometimes when we are facing evil, we might compromise too.
请看诗篇37篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 37.
诗篇37篇第一节。
Psalm 37 verse 1.
第一节，不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒。
Psalms 37 verse 1, Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity.
在这里大卫他提醒这是大卫对自己的提醒。
Here is the reminder David had for himself.
面对邪恶的事情，真的有时候会让人心里充满着不平，甚至嫉妒。
Sometimes when we face the evil ones, we might feel it's unfair or we become envious.
因为邪恶 并没有照我们眼前没有照我们所预期的得到他的结果。
But they did not receive the result we expect them to have.
啊，所以有时候人的心是会动摇的。
Sometimes our heart will move.
啊，我为什么要这么好？
Why do I have to be so good?
我为什么要这么遵守这个法律，遵守神的教训？
Why do I have to follow the teaching and the law of God?
你看这些人是这么的啊，不遵守法律，不遵守神的教训，他们还不是活得好好的。
We look at those people who did not follow the teaching and commandments of God. Don't they live well?
更让我不满的是，甚至他们活得比我还好。
What I don't like is they live better than me.
啊，我为什么这么不平？因为他们比我成功。
Why do I think it's unfair? Because they're more successful than I am.
那我为什么还要持守我的好，我的纯正？
Then why do I have to hold fast of my goodness? My goodness.
是的，这样的事情眼前也真的会存在，会是存在的。
These things will happen in our lives.
哦，所以在诗篇第五篇大卫的祷告里头，他再一次的把神所厌恶的事情跟人，他再讲一次。
That's why in Psalm chapter 5, David repeat again the things that God detests.
一方面他知道这个就是不对，这个就是罪。
On one hand, he knows these are the sins and these are not correct.
啊，一方面再一次的反省自己，我是不是也这样子？
On another hand, to remind himself if he was like this too.
好，如果是的话，我应该在神的面前来认罪悔改。
If he was, then he should repent in front of God.
啊，如果没有的话，我感谢神，求神帮助我继续能够坚持对的原则。
If not, I thank God that I was able to hold fast to the principles.
诗篇第五篇第七节。
Psalms chapter 5 verse 7.
第七节，至于我，我必凭你丰盛的慈爱进入你的居所，我必存敬畏的心向你的圣殿下拜。
7. But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple.
是的，邪恶就在我们的身旁。
Indeed, that the evil is near us.
是我们所不能够忽略的。
That we cannot ignore this fact.
好，我们不能够当作没有这样的事情。
We cannot pretend that such thing does not exist.
好，我们必须去面，我们必须去面对。
We have to face it.
啊，这些的确造成我们生活的啊生活的威胁。
These might become the threats in our lives.
啊，但是我们可以跪下来，我们可以向神祷告，向神呼求。
But we can kneel down and pray and cry out to God.
好，是用一个很谦卑的这种态度来向神呼求。
And when we cry out to the Lord, we cry with the heart of humility.
是用一个敬畏神的态度来请求神的保守跟帮助。
With a God-fearing attitude to ask for God's help.
有时候我们的祷告是会真的有点显得有点啊，是有点骄傲。
Sometimes in our prayer, we might be prideful.
啊，我正在祷告。
I am praying.
啊，我啊啊，其实啊，我们应该啊有一个比较啊一个对的态度来做祷告。
But we should have a right attitude when we pray.
连祷告这一件事情啊，都是因为神的怜悯才有的。
Concerning prayer, it is because of the mercy of God that we were able to pray.
好，我们是想说，我将一天里头最好最重要的时间，我来献给神，我来做祷告。
We think to ourselves, we set aside the best time in my life to pray to God.
我们没有告诉别人，但是我们觉得我很伟大。
We didn't tell others, but we think ourselves greatly.
让我们来看这个，好，这里我们看到大卫的心态。
Let us look at David's heart.
好，他说凭着神丰盛的慈爱。
Here it says, because of God's multitude of mercy.
他告诉自己，我要存着敬畏的心。
That he remind himself that he should have a God-fearing heart.
这些信仰的伟人，为什么他们伟大？
All these giants in faith, why are they great?
是的，他们所做的事情很伟大。
Yes, the things they did was great.
但是他们更伟大的地方是在他们对神的那种态度。
But what was greater was their attitude towards God.
我们请看丹尼里书第九章。
Let us read Daniel chapter 9.
丹尼里书第九章十八节。
Daniel chapter 9 verse 18。
这个丹尼里是被称为是在圣经上没有记载他们缺点的少数的几个人之一。
Daniel was one of the few people that the Bible did not record any of their shortcomings。
丹尼里书十八章第一节。第九章十八节。
Daniel 9:18。
我的神啊，求你侧耳而听，睁眼而看，眷顾我们荒凉之地和称为你名下的城。我们在你面前恳求，原不是因自己的义，乃是因你的大怜悯。
Verse 18, O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city which is called by your name, for we do not present our supplications before you because of righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies.
一个圣经没有记载他缺点的人，
For a man that the Bible did not record any of his shortcoming,
他在神的面前为自己的国家百姓来祈求。
When he come in front of the Lord to pray for his people and the nation,
这的确是一件很伟大的事情。
It was a great thing that he did.
他为整个以色列百姓来向神祈求。
He prayed for the whole Israelites.
这是很伟大的心。
He had a great heart.
但是他的态度是怎样？
But what was his attitude?
他说，这原不是因为我自己的义。
He said that it was not because of his righteous deeds.
不是因为我够好，所以我可以来向你祷告。
It was not because I was good enough, so I can pray to you.
他接着说，乃是因为你的大怜悯。
Then he continues saying that because of your great mercies.
这个就是伟大的态度，这个就是我们应该学习的态度。
And this is the great attitude that we should learn from.
主啊，我能够将我这一天最好最宝贵的时间用来做祷告，这是因为你的怜悯。
Lord, I am able to use this precious moment to pray to you. It is because of your mercy.
主啊，我能够为了存在我生活里头的这些邪恶来祈求你的带领跟帮助，这也是因为你的怜悯。
Lord, I am able to pray to you for your protection from the evil. It is because of your mercy.
二十节。
Verse 20.
我说话祷告，承认我的罪和本国之民以色列的罪。为我神的圣山在主我神面前恳求。
20. Now while I was speaking, praying and confessing my sin and the sins of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God.
为什么当时以色列人的生活里头充满着这些威胁跟危险？
How was the Israelites facing all these evil and danger?
就是这些犯罪的百姓。
It was because the sin of the people.
丹尼里他是一个义人，他是一个好人。
Daniel was a good person. He was a righteous man.
他是一个得神喜悦，他是一个敬畏神的人。
He was a man pleased by God, and he was also a God-fearing man.
但是在他的祷告里头，他说：“我承认我的罪。”
But in his prayer, that he confessed his sin.
从人的层面，我们实在找不出他有什么罪。
From a man's perspective, we cannot find any shortcoming of him.
但是他知道。人所谓的完美，在神面前常常只不过是一件污秽的衣服。
But he knew that perfection in man's eyes and in God's eyes is just a corrupted robe.
我们再请看回诗篇第五篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm chapter 5.
第五篇第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节，主啊，求你因我的仇。求你因我的仇敌凭你的公义引领我，使你的道路在我面前正直。
Hey, lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face.
是的，大卫没有忽略在他生活当中的邪恶。
Indeed, David did not neglect the evils in his life.
他更没有忘记神就在他的生活当中。
Did not forget that God is in his life.
所以他相信神。
Therefore, he believed in God.
他愿意来顺服神的带领。
He was willing to obey God's guidance.
云柱火柱，那是在旷野路的时代。
The pillar of cloud and fire exist in the wilderness.
但是那种精神是还需要的。
But the spirit of the obedience is still necessary.
在旷野路上，他们必须要跟着云柱火柱的带领。
In their journey in the wilderness, they have to follow the pillar of cloud and fire.
在我们每一天的生活里头，我们需要神的带领。
In our daily life, we need God's guidance.
在当时旷野路上，他们必须要顺服云柱火柱的带领。
In their journey in the wilderness, they have to obey the guidance of the pillar of cloud and fire.
今天在我们的生活里头，我们必须要常常提醒自己，不要忘记神就在我们的生活当中。
Today in our lives, we should remind ourselves that God is in our lives.
虽然我们没有看见他，但是他正在听我们的祷告。
Even though we cannot see him physically, but we know that he's listening to our prayers.
虽然我们没有听见他对我们出声音，但是我们知道他正在对我们说话。
But even though we did not hear his voice, but we know that he is talking to us.
那问题是我们有没有跟随着顺服的啊来走。
But are we following him with obedience?
要能够顺服，必须要先我相信，我依靠。
For us to obey, first you have to trust and rely on the Lord.
那也叫 trust。我交托给你。
Also means we trust in his hand.
我们请参考诗篇三十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 37.
诗篇三十七篇。
Psalms 37.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节，当将你的事交托主，并依靠他，他就必成全。
Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
这个两件两个啊两件事情。
Two things here.
交给神。
First is to commit your way to the Lord.
然后信靠他 ,trust, 相信他。
And also trust in him.
这个是诗篇第五篇。这个大卫的祷告。
This is the prayer of David in Psalm chapter 5.
把生活当中的这些邪恶放在祷告里头。
We put the evils in our lives in our prayers.
然后顺服神给我们的带领。
And to obey God's guidance.
然后就是全心全意的来依靠他。
And to rely on the Lord wholeheartedly.
好，请再看回诗篇第五篇。
Let's return to Psalm chapter 5.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节，因为他们的口没有诚实，他们的心满有邪恶，他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头谄媚人。
Verse 9. And there is no faithfulness in their mouth.Their inward part is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue.
第十节，神啊，求你定他们的罪，愿他们因自己的计谋跌倒，愿你在他们许多的过患中把他们逐出，因为他们背叛了你。
Verse 10, pronounce their guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you.
在第四节到第六节里头没有这个人称。
From verse 4 to 6, there's no pronoun.
到第九节呢就有对象他们。
From verse 9 onward, we can see it use the word there or they.
那记得这个是大卫的祷告。
Remember, this is a prayer of David.
所以他向神来说。
So he spoke to the Lord.
他的心其实是很平静的。
His heart was calm.
当我们会向这个人说，向那个人说，要跟大家说，表示我们的心是不平静的。
When we try to talk to other people, that means our heart is not calm.
我们知道心不平静，其实对我们或者对事情并没有帮助。
It does not help.The matter if our hearts are not calm.
那在这里大卫他只向神说。
Here David only spoke to the Lord.
遇到事情如何能够平静？
How can we have a peaceful heart when we encounter things?
面对邪恶如何能够有仍然有一个平静 这个平安的心。
How do we have a peaceful heart when we encounter evil?
就是我们对神说，不需要对别人说。
That is, we only speak to God and not to others.
当然第十节我们会觉得说，哇，这种祷告。
So for verse 10, we would think such a prayer.
求神来，来来审判，来报复。
To ask God for vengeance and for judgment.
是的，在诗篇里头，我们会看到这样的诗，这样的祷告。
Yes, we will see such prayers in Psalm.
因为在那个时代是以牙还牙、以眼还眼的时代。
Because during that age, it is an eye for an eye, a tooth for tooth.
求神来为自己来报仇。
We will ask God for to avenge us.
那我们今天已经有主耶稣的救恩。
But today we have the Lord's salvation.
所以今天我们的祷告就是为仇敌祷告。
So today, in our prayer, we pray for our enemies.
什么叫做为仇敌祷告？
What does it mean to pray for your enemies?
十一节。
Verse 11.
凡投靠你的，愿他们喜乐，时常欢呼，因为你护庇他们，又愿那爱你名的人都靠你欢心。
11. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you.
在这里十一节大卫的祷告是还，就是所有的人。
Here, David prayed for all the peoples.
包括大卫。
Including himself.
甚至包括那些对他有威胁的人。
Also include those who threatened him.
他们因为不敬畏神，所以他们是在会做出这些邪恶的事情。
Because they did not fear the Lord, that's why they do evil.
这整个环境因为是充满着罪，所以会有这些邪恶的事情。
This environment is filled with sin, that's why they are evil.
所以什么叫做为仇敌祷告？
What does it mean to pray for your enemies?
愿神你能够感化他们。
We ask God to change them.
让他们也跟我一样成为一个投靠敬畏你投靠你的人。
So they can be like me, a person who trusts in you and fear you.
那么就不再有邪恶的人或者事情。
And there will no longer be evil matter and evil people.
大家都能够敬畏神，依靠神，而充满着平安跟喜乐。
And everyone can fear the Lord and trust in the Lord and have peace and joy.
所以今天我们不求神来为我们报复对方。
So today we don't ask God to avenge us.
但是我们可以祷告神，求神来感化这个对方。
We can ask God to change the person.
我们再请看所以如果我们这个大卫他有这样的一个态度所以他仍然是有平安的。
Because David has such an attitude that he had peace.
我们再看十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
十二节，因为你必赐福于义人。主啊，你必用恩惠如同盾牌四面护卫他。
12. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as with a shield.
所以让我们的感觉就是，就在祷告当中，这个大卫他是平静的，他心中也有喜乐。
So we know in David's prayer he was peaceful and he had joy.
事情可能还没有完全的改变。
Maybe the matter did not change.
但是因为祷告，自己的内心已经先改变了。
But through prayer, his inner man already changed.
内心改变就帮助我们看事情也就不太一样。
When he had a change of heart, then he had different perspective.
虽然害怕仍然存在但是心已经是平安的。
Even though the fear still exists, but we are at peace.
真的。很多时候这也是我们祷告的一个应该达到的一种目标。
And oftentimes it is a standard that we should reach in our prayers.
在祷告里头已经领受了神的恩典跟怜悯。
In our prayers we already receive the grace and mercy of God.
在时空里头的人或者事情可能一点改变也都还没有。
Maybe the man under time and space, they did not change.
那这个也叫做信心。
But this is what we call faith.
从信心里头已经得到神的回应。
Through our faith, God already responded to us.
不一定是看得见摸得着的已经改变了。
Things that's tangible may not have changed.
我们看一个例子，请看耶拿书第二章。
Let's just turn to Jonah chapter 2.
旧约圣经耶拿书第二章。
Jonah chapter 2.
耶拿书第二章第六节。
Verse 6.
我们知道这是耶拿在鱼的肚子里头。
This is when Jonah was in the belly of a fish.
第六节，我下到山根，地的门将我永远的关住。主啊，我的神，你却将我的性命从坑中救出来。
Verse 6, I went down to the moorings of the mountains, and earth with its bars closed behind me forever. Yet you have brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God.
他还在鱼的肚子里，他的祷告 就已经相信了。神已经将他的性命从坑中救出来。
When he was still in the belly of the fish, he believed that God would deliver him from the pit.
他还在鱼的肚子里头，他就祷告。我们看第九节。
When he was in the belly of the fish, he prayed. Let us read verse 9.
但我必用感谢的声音献祭于你，我所喜的宴我必偿还，救恩出于主。
Verse 9, but I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord.
他还在鱼的肚子里头，他已经就在对神讲，我要来感谢你，我要献祭给你。
When he was still in the belly of the fish, he already told God that he would give him his thanksgiving and he will make sacrifice.
我们祷告的目标就是要达到这样的一个境界。
This is our goal in our prayers.
所以我们可以是的，好，我们不忽略在生活当中的邪恶。
Indeed, we will not neglect the fact there are evil around us.
但是我们可以拒绝不必要的烦恼忧伤在我们的生活里头。
But we can put aside the unnecessary sorrow in our lives.
因为我们已经在祷告里头，我们来依靠神。
Because in our prayers we rely unto the Lord.
因为在祷告里头，我们已经得到了神的回应。
Because in our prayers, we already receive our answer from God.
所以从这个诗篇里头，我最后做几个结论。
So in this chapter from Psalm, I'll make a few conclusions.
第一个，神喜悦听义人的祷告的声音。
First, God likes to listen to the prayer of a righteous man.
第二个，神憎恶这个恶人的言语。
Second, God detests the speech of an evil doer.
第三个，神一定会判定恶人所作所为。
Third is God will judge the evil doers.
第四个，神一定会保护保守义人的道路。
Fourth, that is God will guide and protect the path of the righteous man.
所以我们要常常凭着神的慈爱、神的公义来做祷告。
That's why we should often pray according to God's mercy and grace.
所以我们也要凭着神的公义，我们来做顺服的祷告。
According to his righteousness, we will pray with obedience.
我们请一起站立唱诗63首。
Let's all stand and sing hymn 63.
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let us sing the first verse and the last verse.